Jermaine Austin Charlot has been missing for exactly a year as of Sunday, but her family hopes that answers are on the way. That's because the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes recently increased their reward for information on her disappearance. Vicky Morjo has been wondering what happened to her granddaughter for a year now.
I just don't understand how people can just disappear and nobody see it.
She's hoping that someone knows something and they can be enticed by a $10,000 reward. That's how much money the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribal Council approved for information about Jermaine Charlot's disappearance. That decision came during a June 6th meeting.
People don't want to talk because they're afraid for themselves or their families. And if they know something, people just don't come out unless they have a rebound.
Guy Baker from the Missoula Police Department says that can be true. He's the lead detective on the case.
There's obviously people out there that know what happened to Jermaine Charlot, and $1,000 may not be enough to break someone's silence or to question their loyalty to keep a secret.
But he says $10,000 might be. That's why he went with Charlot's family to ask the tribal council to increase the reward earlier this month. It was previously set at $1,000. He says he's interviewed more than 50 people, conducted over a dozen searches, and submitted evidence for investigation to the crime lab. But he's still trying to figure out what happened to Charlot. She was last seen in downtown Missoula on June 16th of last year.
Most definitely, obviously, there's more than a few nights I laying in bed trying to fall asleep, looking at the fan, wondering where Jermaine is and what happened to her. So obviously, yeah, the 16th of every month doesn't go by without me thinking about that.
But now, hope. Baker says that three or four people have already called in with tips since the reward was announced last week. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.